Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I'm continuing a sort of a three-part series on what I'm up to as a coach. And if you heard part one, you know that this came out of a conversation I had with a law firm about working with one of their clients. And they were asking, well, what are you up to as a coach? And I realized that it was three things. And so the first thing we talked about was coming alive to that inner spark. Well, the second thing that I shared with them is that the purpose of the work that I do is to help people go beyond their psychology. And they were very intrigued by that. They said, well, what do you mean? And I explained that for me, our psychology, everybody's got a psychology. And one of my colleagues who is a psychologist said, look, everyone's psychology is insecure and neurotic, right? We're all fine, effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. The psychology part of us is the bit that everyone is fascinated with. There are over 400 separate fields of study that study and theorize about the nature of our psychology. Well, I'm not a psychologist, I'm a coach. I want people to be able to function at their best regardless of their psychology. I want people to be able to tap into and live from that part of us that was there before we developed our personal psychology. And it actually isn't only possible for people to do that. It's natural. We go beyond our psychology on a daily basis. There are all sorts of moments in our life where we're not subject to our preferences and our conditioning, where we're actually operating from a deeper place. And while this isn't probably hopefully this is not a daily occurrence in your world, but I'm sure you've heard stories of people who in extreme circumstances did things that they never thought they would do, who went out and saved people in need of saving, who performed, we all know about the mothers who lift people, lift cars off little kids. And the reason that those things can happen is because we are not trapped by the limitations of our thinking. We just think we are. So in that sense, psychology is just a catch-all phrase for the sum total of our habitual thinking. So somebody else might call it your personality, your conditioned self, your ego. And there are just a few things that are completely true about psychology. One is we've all got one and we all get caught up in it from time to time. And two is probably that a certain amount of the thinking we have could accurately be described as neurotic or insecure. But the most important thing, the thing that it seems like most of the 400 psychologies don't take into account, is that we are not our psychology. We're the thinker, not the sum total of our thoughts. And another way of saying that my goal is to help people to go beyond their psychology is I want them to have a different relationship with their psychology. If you're the thinker, not your thoughts, then you don't have to overcome your thinking. You don't have to fix your thoughts and the feelings that come with them, because they'll come and go. They're ephemeral, they're transient. And when you start to notice that thoughts come and go all by themselves, you can start to see that the story of your past is thought created, that the story of your future, your hopes and dreams and fears, that's thought created. And those things start to seem fluid again. They're not fixed. Your past isn't fixed because your past only exists in thought, and thought is transient. So I once wrote a section in a book called It's Never Too Late to Have a Happy Childhood. I wasn't actually pointing to making up different facts. I was talking about the fact that we don't experience facts. We experience our thinking. And if that thinking is about facts, then we can easily get the two things muddled up. In the same way, your future is not fixed, for better or for worse. Your future is made of thought. And as thought changes, which is its nature, your future or your experience of a future will change as well. And when you start to see how fluid the past and the future are, you also start to notice that which is unchanging. that which is constant. We could call it the present moment. We could call it the inner spark. We could call it the wisdom within. But there is something underneath everything. I sometimes talk about it as the nothing at the heart of everything. And that's where I like to point people. I sometimes talk about my coaching. People ask, well, what's your expertise? And I say, I'm an expert at nothing. And what I mean by that is my study is that which is before our psychology, that which is beyond our psychology, that which is constant while our thoughts and feelings are constantly changing. So here's an analogy. Think of consciousness like a mirror and thought like whatever's being reflected in the mirror. So in the same ways we don't experience thoughts directly, we kind of see their reflection in our mind's eye and we hear their echo in our mind's ear and we feel them via the senses in our body. Well, our psychology is the sum total of everything being reflected in the mirror of consciousness. But a mirror is completely unaffected by what it reflects, right? A mirror could reflect Hitler all day, every day, and then reflect Mother Teresa all day, every day. And the mirror would be unchanged. And when it comes to the mirror of consciousness, it's not only unchanged, it's unseen, even though everything is only seen because of its presence. In other words, just because we think limiting thoughts doesn't mean we have to be limited by thought. And when we go beyond our psychology, when we touch that place in us that would be the same if we were born in a different body, with a different family, in a different country, in a different religion, well, then we've really opened up to a world of possibility, a world of potential, a world where anything is possible because nothing is already written. Now, in part three, I'm going to be talking about what we do in that world. But until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.